it has to be understood that some of the transport options are more equitable than others in terms of access to the possibility of exercising them. Certainly, walking is the lowest cost one. Biking can also be there, and public transport or shared solutions also. The important thing from the political side, on the political decision makers, is that they have to provide the conditions for these options to be exercised in an efficient way. And that starts, first of all, by providing the appropriate public space for people to walk, for people to ride a bike, and for public transport or shared solutions. So you have a situation of what we call win-win-win-win. Really.
We all like that.
Yeah, but it makes possible to exercise a multitude of options in much more balanced ways. And to make this acceptable, we've developed this concept of the shared rides with a level of quality that is very similar, probably better, than what people today experience when they drive their own car. Because although they are sharing it, there is such a reduction in vehicle miles that there will be less congestion. So movement will be much more fluid, and they don't have a hassle in finding a parking place. And so it's better for everybody.
So we're right here in downtown Washington, D.C., and we can see a lot of cars here, but with only one passenger each. How can we convince people to leave their cars at home and take, say, public transport?
Public transport is very nice if you have a direct ride. For many people in large cities, this is simply not possible with the large vehicles that we use. So we started our analysis by saying, what are the quality requirements of the service that would be necessary to take people out of their cars simply because there is a good option available, a good alternative available? And the first thing is no transfers. Then seating place, comfortable. Then available in very short waiting time. All of these things. If you put all of those and you say to people, listen, this is something which is available, it even costs less than driving your car, and is so much more efficient for everybody, our expectation is that people will actually try it.